Bimes doodled on his notepad. Back home, he thought. Carrot had innocently talked about dwarfs back home. To all dwarfs far away, the mountains were back home. It was funny how people were people everywhere you went, even if the people concerned weren't the people who had made up the phrase people are people everywhere, had traditionally thought of as people. And even if you weren't virtuous, as you had been brought up to understand the term, you did like to see virtue in other people, providing it did not cost you anything. Why have these traditional dwarfs come here, though? Ankh-Morpork porks full of humans. They must have their work cut out avoiding humans.
They're needed, sir. Dwarf lore is complicated and there's often disputes, and they conduct marriages and that sort of thing.
You make them sound more like priests.
Dwarfs aren't religious, sir.
Of course. Oh, well. Thank you, Corporal. Off you go. Any fallout from last night? No sulphurous, incontinent cats have come forward to confess?
No, sir. The Campaign for Equal Heights has put out a pamphlet saying it was another example of the second-class treatment of dwarfs in the city, but it was the same one they always put out. You know, the one with blanks to fill in the details.
Nothing changes, Cheery. See you tomorrow morning, then. Send Detritus up. Why him? Ankh-Morpork was lousy with diplomats. It was practically what the upper classes were for, and it was easy for them because half the foreign bigwigs they'd meet were old chums they'd played wet towel tag with back at school. They tended to be on first-name terms, even with people whose names were Ahmed or Fong. They knew which forks to use. They hunted, shot and fished. They moved in circles that more or less overlapped the circles of their foreign hosts and were a long way from the rather grubby circles that people like Vimes went around in every working day. They knew all the right nods and winks. What chance had he got against a tie and a crest? Vetinari was throwing him amongst the wolves. And the dwarfs. And the vampires. Vimes shuddered. And Vetinari never did anything without a reason. Come in, Detritus. It always amazed Sergeant Detritus that Vimes knew he was at the door. Vimes had never mentioned that the office wall creaked and bent inwards as the big troll made his way along the corridor.
You want to see me, sir?
Yeah, sit down, man. It's this Oberwald business.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about visiting the old country? Detritus's face remained impassive, as it always did when he was waiting patiently for things to make sense. Oberwald, I mean, Vimes prompted.
Dunno, sir. I was just a pebble when we left there. Dad wanted a better life in the big city.
There'd be a lot of dwarfs, Detritus. Vimes didn't bother to mention vampires and werewolves. Either of those who attacked a troll was making the last big mistake of its career in any case. Detritus carried a 2,000-pound draw crossbow as a hand weapon.
That's okay, sir. I'm very modern about dwarfs.
These might be a bit old-fashioned about you, though.
Them deep-down dwarfs.
That's right.
I heard about them.
There's still walls with trolls up near the hub, I hear. Tact and diplomacy will be called for.
You have come to the right troll for that, sir, said Detritus.
You did push that man through that wall last week, Detritus.
It was done with tact, sir. Quite a thin wall.
Vimes let it go at that. The man in question had just laid out three watchmen with a club, which Detritus had broken in one hand before selecting the suitably tactful wall. See you tomorrow, then. Best dress armour, remember. Send Angua now, please.
She's not here, sir.
Last. Put out some messages for her, will you? Igor lurched through the castle corridors, dragging one foot after the other in the approved fashion. He was Igor, son of Igor, nephew of several Igors, brother of Igors, and cousin of more Igors than he could remember without checking up in his diary. Igor's did not change a winning formula, especially if it was green and bubbled. And as a clan, Igor's liked working for vampires. Vampires kept regular hours, were generally polite to their servants, and, an important extra, didn't require much work in the bed-making and cookery department, and tended to have cool, roomy cellars where an Igor could pursue his true calling. This more than made up for those occasions when you had to sweep up their ashes. He entered Lady Margalotta's crypt and knocked politely on the coffin lid. It moved aside a fraction.
Yes?
Sorry to wake you in the middle of the afternoon, your ladyship, but you did say... All